If you think the state of Pennsylvania mostly looks like Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, you should take a trip here. In fact, a trip to this area might make you believe you are in a different state far from this place. I'll take you on a trip to a fun place to explore on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Until the mid-1800s, eastern woodland elk were found along the Appalachian mountain chain. But that species became extinct in 1867. In the early 1900s, the Pennsylvania Game Commission began reintroducing Rocky Mountain elk into areas like Elk County, where I visited with Ben Porkalop. At one time, the number of these new elk dipped to about 50. The herd is much larger today.
So right around 1,500 elk in Pennsylvania today. And I would say that that's quite accurate with today's technology.
They use thermal imaging cameras mounted to planes which fly at night during the month of February to make that count. Today, the population is at a level that people can hunt elk here.
There is a modern day elk hunting season in Pennsylvania, which is very important to the management of the herd. Each year, based on that population survey, they determine how many tags to allot to hunters, as well as where.
And if you want to come to the state and just see elk, your chances are good to see one or more.
So if you know where to look and when to look, I'd say your odds any day of the year are going to be really good to see elk.
The first and last hour of daylight are the best time to view elk. The Elk Country Alliance Visitor Center here is a place where Ben and others work to educate the public about those elk and other wildlife.
Our number one priority is conservation education. Secondly, habitat enhancement for the elk, but other wildlife benefit. And then third is permanent land protection.
The Visitor Center is a great place to stop, learn, and get tips on viewing the herd and exploring the outdoors. Traveling the countryside in Elk County, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCray.